Public libraries across this country are sharing their lists of most borrowed books of the year. Here's NPR's Netta Ullaby.
Readers in Fort Bend County, Texas, went big for fiction this year. The top books, says Public Library Director Roosevelt Weeks, included
The Women by Kristen Hanna, Happy Place by Emily Henry, and then Calamity of Souls by David Baldacci.
The Baldacci bestseller also landed on the most borrowed lists from public libraries in Chicago and Cincinnati. Calamity of Souls is a courtroom drama set in 1968 about a black man unjustly accused of murder. But generally, Weeks says he's seeing more escapism.
I think people are just looking for something that's going to comfort them a little bit.
Like a romantasy about dragon riders in Love by Rebecca Yarros.
A dragon without its rider is a tragedy. A rider without their dragon is dead.
That's from the audio version of Fourth Wing. The book was among many repeats from last year's most borrowed lists from libraries around the country. Quinn McQueen works for Salt Lake City's public library in Utah. She says libraries have to manage reader demand and publishers' restrictions around popular ebooks, especially when they first come out.
Sometimes there will be restrictions on how many books we can purchase in that first year.
And sometimes publishers require multiple payments for the same ebook when it's borrowed over and over. This year, McQueen was pleased by the popularity of an older book from 2013. Braiding Sweetgrass was one of her library's top nonfiction books in 2024. It's by Robin Wall Kimmerer.
She has her PhD in botany and is also an Indigenous woman and a poet. And I think what's so interesting about that is it is showing people's desire to be connected to our natural world.
Braiding Sweetgrass was also among the most borrowed books at public libraries this year in San Francisco and Seattle. These lists are fun to parse, says Brian Bannon. He oversees the New York Public Library's 88 neighborhood branches. But it's important, he says, to remember the most popular lists make up only a tiny fraction of what libraries circulate every year.
To me, that's actually really heartening, that we're not just driven by what happens to be popular or what's making its way into the mainstream media, that the people are actually tracking their own interests and finding what they love.
At the library. Netta Ullaby, NPR News.